弟兄姐妹朋友们在主内平安。
Peace to all of you.
也祝贺大家新年快乐。
I wish you a happy Chinese New Year.
尤其是属龙的，我发现我知道何志远是属龙的，我也是属龙的。
Especially to those who are born in the year of dragon.
我刚发现从弟兄也是属龙的。
We at least have three. Brother,
但愿我们都跟他一样年轻。
May all we like the brother Tom to be as young as him.
啊，今天跟大家思想的题目是。
The topic we will be meditating on today.
叫做生命重思。
Is called life re-examine.
为什么想到这个题目
？Why I was thinking about this topic.
是不是跟这个新年有关
？Is this has anything to do with the Chinese New Year？
我当时根本没想到，今天刚好是年初一。
Actually, I never thought that today is the Chinese New Year.
我们两个礼拜以前，1月8号
，On January 8th, about 2 weeks ago，
我们教会有洗礼。
We had a baptismal service.
在洗礼里面，有一位年轻的弟兄，他做见证。
There's a very young brother who tested for us.
他说他的得救跟他寻求生命的意义有关系。
He said his salvation has a lot of things to do with he's seeking the life, the meaning of life.
那时候刚好是我在替他翻译。
And I was translating for him.
我想一个刚刚大学毕业不久。
And I keep thinking, someone who just graduated from the university,
在已经开始有他的事业
，and he started his career.
在这个美国这个物质主义、享受主义的环境里面
，and in this U.S. society under heavily materialism,
有多少的年轻人去思想到生命的意义
？How many people are really thinking about the meaning of life?
我就在那一刹那我就想到还有一个人也曾经思想过生命的意义
and at that moment I suddenly think that there's somebody else who has thought about the meaning of life
因为我以前读过他写的
because I read something he has written before
这个人就是可能你们知道一个在十九世纪跟二十世纪初期一个俄国的文学家叫做托尔斯泰
He's a famous novelist and from Russia who lived in the 19th or 20th century. His name is Lev Tolstoy.
很有名，写了很多。
He's a very famous writer.
我不晓得你们知不知道，他是个基督徒。
I don't know how many of you know that he's actually a Christian.
他熟读耶稣基督的登山宝训。
And he read a lot of the sermons on the mountain.
他对于主耶稣对于生命道德伦理的教导很有感受。
And he has a lot of impression on the literal the ethical teaching of Jesus.
他写了一本书叫做 The Kingdom is in your heart.天堂就在你心中。
So he wrote a book. The book called The Kingdom Book, God is within you.
我们也常常唱一首诗叫做耶稣同在就是天堂。
And we often sing a hymn called With Jesus, then we are in heaven.
That's very good. 那么他呢很被人家认为是一个提倡所谓无宗教政府主义跟和平主义者。
So he's considered as a believer of anarchist
and the pacifist.
And the pacifist, yeah.
他的影响两个人最重要的一个就是穆罕默德甘地，一个就是马丁路德 Jr.。
He has at least impact two people, That is Muhammad Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr.
那么他们宣传这两位宣传的是什么呢？ 他们宣传的是 无暴力的反抗。
And those two who proposed the non-violence resistance.
可是我今天要讲的是呢， 托尔斯泰另外一本书。
But today I want to talk about the other book of Tolstoy.
他的名字，那本书的名字叫做 A Confession.
The book
就是供认
is called A Confession.
或者是告白。
Is a proclamation.
那么他是这样子说，他这样说，里面有一段，他说，在我五十岁的时候。 突然间，我想到，我有一个爱我跟我也爱的太太。
He said in the book, something strange began to happen to me at age 50. I had a wife who loved me, and whom I loved.
我有一个很大的财产，而且我不需要怎么努力，我的财产一直在增加。
I had a large estate, which without much effort, on my part, it increased.
我的名字受到人家的尊敬。
My name was respected.
我有好的健康的身体。
I have a very good physical strength.
但是呢，为了死，怕死的缘故，我不能活。
And yet, I could not live because of death.
这个死的这个观念，几乎。 领导我会自杀。
The question which I brought me to the verge of suicide, saw the answer without which one cannot live.
他就说有一个问题一直在困扰着我。
So there's a question that troubled him.
在我生活中是否有任何的意义，我的死亡不能把它消掉。
So he asked, is there any meaning in life that maybe inevitable death does not destroy?
换句话说, 就是死亡会不会把我生命的意义完全就消灭了?
In other words, can death remove the meaning of my life?
今天, 明天, 有一些我爱的人可能会死。
Today or tomorrow, there'll be someone I love, maybe dead.
然后我也会死。
And next to me.
再不久，我们都不存在了。
Soon, not only all we would not exist.
还有什么人会记得我所做的一些事情，我所写的一些书呢？
Are there anyone who will remember anything I have written or done?
既然如此，何必还在费心还努力呢？
Why then go on with the effort?
就我做这事或做那事，或者我任何都不做，又有什么区别？
What differences does it make whether I do or do not? Okay, it has nothing or nothing at all.
Wow. 他写的这本书，我当时看了，那时候是，我大概大学毕业以后很少看书籍，那还是都在大学的时候看的，看了以后也没有什么，我记得，可是也没有什么太大的影响。Oh, that
book I have read while I was in college. At that time maybe I didn't read too much. I remember, but it didn't have much. Influence on me.
可是那一天我听到那位弟兄的见证，我就突然就联想到这一件事情，很奇怪，我们这个脑子怎么会联想啊？我是不懂。
However, on the baptism service, that brother's testimony reminded me of this book. It's very strange that it comes together.
我就跟他说，你看，1月22号我有机会要在讲台上侍奉。 我会用你讲的这个题目。
So So I talked to him that on January 22nd, I will be preaching, so I will use this talk to preach.
我们知道在旧约圣经里面，摩西、大卫跟所罗门，他们也花了很多时间在思考生命的意义。
We know in the Old Testament, in the Bible, Moses, David, and Solomon spent a lot of time seeking the meaning of life.
把他们所写的，我们综合起来，我给他把他们认为生命有三点。
We summarize of what they have written. I think there's three main points.
第一，生命是短暂的。
The first, life is brief.
第二，生命是渺小的。
Second, life is insignificant.
第三，生命是脆弱的。
Third, life is frail.
首先，我们看一看生命的短暂。
Let's look at first the shortness of life.
那么我们刚刚的经文也念到，大卫在诗篇三十九篇，他说：“耶和华叫我的知道我的生命不长。”
So we have just read Psalm 39. David was saying that his life is not long.
在诗篇九十篇也说到，我的年岁好像一声叹息。
And in Psalm 90, Moses was saying that the life is like a moon.
在这个撒母耳上，大卫跟约纳丹说，我离死亡只不过是一步。
And in 1 Samuel, David says that I'm only a one step between me and death.
在历代志上二十九章，他说：“我们在世的日子如影儿，不能长存。”
In the first chronicle, it says our days on earth are like a shadow without hope.
那么再回到诗篇三十九篇第五节，刚刚我们念的，大卫说：“你使我的年日窄如手掌。”
We go back to Psalm 39, verse 5. David says, "Our days are a few hand breadth."
什么是长如窄如手掌？
What's the meaning that the days are a few hand breadth?
这是希伯来文里面他们常用的，对我们是不熟悉的。
This is often used in Hebrew literature, but it's not familiar with our.
他们的意思说，这个手掌只是这四个指头。
When they say the hand breadth, it means four fingers.
是从这里到这里。
From the second to the last.
这四个象征什么呢？
What are these four symbolize?
最短的象征婴孩。
The shortest one,
幼年婴儿时代。
Symbolize the infancy.
第二个。
The second,
青少年。
The youth.
第三个最长是中年最强壮。
The middle finger, which stands for the youth life, the middle life.
第四个就是我了，现在老了。
Number four is something like me.
老年。
Now.
所以我们的生命从出生到老到死不过是这么短而已，这是大卫这样子写。
So, our life from birth to old age is just like this four finger breadth.
所以说我们的生命是很短，从大卫的观点。
So our life is short from David's point of view.
然后我们看一个生命的渺小。
Then we look the next topic.
大卫又说了。在三十九章第五节，我们刚刚也念过了。
Verse 5 was Psalm 39.
他说：“在你面前如同无有，个人最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚幻。”
verse 5. You have made my days the next one.The span of my years is as nothing before you.
然后你看他这一节经节最后加了一个字，中文翻成细拉。
There's a word adding to the end of verse 5. The Chinese word is the sila.
我们常常在诗篇里面看到有这个字在。
We often see the sila in the book of Psalms.
我们常常不念这个字。
We don't read that very often.
我以前在念书的时候，一个教授他跟我讲，他念这个圣经的时候，他总是把这个希腊都念出来。
And there's a professor that told me that when he read the Bible, he read this.
这是什么意思？
What's the meaning?
这个意思是说停下来思想一下。
It actually means you pause and meditate.
当你念到说，大卫说，在你面前如同无有，个人最稳妥的时候真是全然虚幻，希拉，就停下来在这里思想一下，这个生命渺小全然虚幻跟你有什么意义，他是这个意思。
So when David writes, the span of my years is as nothing before you, each man's life is but a breath, he actually wants you to pause and thinkWhat this has to do with your life.
我们多少时候想到我们的生命可能是渺小。
Many times we think about our life may be insignificant.
这个 NIV 的翻译说 insignificant 要比我们的中国渺小字比较更有意义。
The English word insignificant is maybe more meaningful than the Chinese translation.
大卫说在神的眼中我们不过是血气，是一阵去而不返的风。
David says in God's life we are just like flesh, a passing breeze that does never return.
那么他的意思是说在神伟大的计划之中我们的生命是渺小的。
He just says in God'sA great plan for each one of us, our life is actually very insignificant.
在神永恒的眼光中，我们的生命是没有什么意义的。
Our life is not very meaningful in the long, in God's long-term plan.
我们很熟悉摩西说什么？他说：“我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可活到80岁。”但其中可盈夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成空，我们都熟悉，就不没有关系。
We all familiar with what Moses in Psalm 90，
很熟悉的。但摩西也是意念到在神的愤怒当中我们的生命不但没有意义，更有极大的限制。
Moses realizedThat under God's wrath, our life not meaningless but also more restricted.
可能在你们当中年轻的人说，哎呀，七十岁、八十岁，那真是好老啊。
Maybe in the eyes of young people, 70 or 80 may be considered very old.
我想过，我30岁的时候，我想，哎呀，那50岁真是还早呢。
It reminds me while I was 30, I was thinking about 50 is too far ahead.
可是今天我知道很短。
But I know it's short.
假如最强壮可以活到80岁的话，我还不过只有8年而已。
If 80 is the strongest, the longest expectancy, I can only live to 8 years. 8 years more.
但其中所盈夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，这个回到创世纪。
Then Moses says, "What we can boast, what we can boast is our hardship." But this goes to the book, the Exodus, the Genesis.
创世纪我们都很熟悉，我们因为祖先犯了罪。神对 我们的惩罚是什么？神对亚当说，你必终身劳苦才能从地里得吃的。
In Genesis 1, Adam and Eve, they sinned. God punished men. They need to work hard in order to get their living.
这是我们看到生命的渺小。
So we see the insignificance of life.
我们看一下生命的脆弱。
Next, we look at the fragile of our life.
我们很少花时间思想我们生命是如何的脆弱。
Actually, we rarely recognize how fragile our life is.
最近报纸上，你们都看到意大利游轮失事。
Now you see there was on the newspaper recently a Italian cruise ship has crashed.
这是一个很大的游轮。
This is a big cruise.
上面有可以四千人。
It can hold as many as 4,000 people.
你知道以前那个最大的 Titanic 不过只有2,000人而已。
You know that the big one, the Titanic, can hold only 2,000?
你们假如做过这种 cruise 的人，你都知道，你当天上船的时候，你一上船就有人给你照相。
If you have experience of going a cruise, you know that on the day you go to the ship, some people will take a photo.
给你照相留念。
They will take a photo for you to memorize.
等到船要开了，他还要这还有奏音乐，还要演奏，还有什么岸上还有欢送等等。
And by the time the ship is going to sail, there will be some ceremonies like music playing or.
当我上了船以后，我就思想，哎，怎么样今天晚上好好的大吃一顿，反正是不吃也白不吃，钱已经花了。
So I'm on the ship. If I'm on the cruise, I will begin to think that how I'm going to eat, because this the meal is free.
I paid for it.
那
么明天要到哪个岸上去观光，到这里走走，那里看看。
Maybe the next day I will go somewhere to see or tour.
每一个人都这么想。
Everybody thinks like that.
谁会想到船还没有开出去就沉了？
And who has ever foresee that not long that the cruise is going to crash?
死了有七个人，失踪的有二十几个人，这些人他怎么会想到没有明天？
So there were 7 dead and a couple still missing. So nobody thinks that this would expect this would happen to them.
我有一个很好的朋友。
I have a very good friend.
我们两个小学三年级就同班。
We have been classmates since the fourth grade. Third grade or fourth?
Third grade.
Third grade.
他到明州来比我早来六个月。
He's been in Minnesota 6 months earlier than I came.
我到明州就是找他问在丁克上什么地方可以找个 rooming house 住。
I visited him just in order to find a room in Dinkington.
他在明州大学事业做得很好，全校的人都知道他。
He has done well in the University of Minnesota, and all the people know him.
他也跟我一样退休了。
Now he's retired, same as me.
他打太极拳。
So he exercises 太极。
他还教太极。
In fact, he teaching 太极。
打网球。
He play tennis.
他打网球。打到两个腿的膝盖都换了。
He played so hard that he needs his knee to be replaced.
退休了。
He's retired.
回中国大陆故乡看一看。
So he visits China.
这还不是他第一次回去啊，他常常以前回去过。
Actually, he visits several times.
2011年的九月。
In September of 2011.
我们 retreat 完了。他们玩的那一天，我到中国去，他 他在一个礼拜以后他也到中国去。
I visited China after the retreat. Several days later he visited China also.
他到了中国的第三天 suffer 一个 major 一个很大的中风。
On the third day of his visit, he suffered a major stroke.
那个边的医院连开刀的手术都没有。
The hospital where he was admitted, did not even have a surgery.
把他送到北京。
So they had to send him to Beijing.
他在北京医院里住了三个月。
Where he spent in the hospital for three months.
12月8号回到美国来。
So he came back in December 18th.
我去看他。
I visited him.
他现在走路还困难。
He still have difficulty in walk.
讲话很困难。
It's difficult to speak.
我没想到他会受这个中风。
I did not expect him to have a big stroke like that.
他自己也没有想到他会受到这个中风。
Neither he expected.
我们的生命是不是脆弱？
So our life is fragile.
一个活生生的人，
a real people like him.
有力。
He was strong.
有健康。
He had a health.
有一段非常好的事业。
He had a good career.
有很好的家人。
He has the loving family.
可是现在躺在床上。
Now he's lying in bed.
话不能讲。
He could not speak.
腿不能走。
He could not walk.
生命是脆弱。
So indeed life is fragile.
我们虽然很少意识到我们的生命会怎么样子的脆弱。
How rare it is for us to stop and appreciate the brevity of our lives.
我想今天做什么，我想明天做什么。
How I'm going to do today or tomorrow what I want to do tomorrow.
所以我们都很熟悉雅各书说过，今天明天我要往某城里去，在哪里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何你们还不知道。
So that's what's written in the book of James.
Yep. 我们真是明天我们不知道。
We're not sure what we're going to do tomorrow.
我们假定明天会像今天一样，后天会像明天一样。
We assume tomorrow will be like as today, and the day after tomorrow will be like tomorrow.
我们从来没有想过我们的寿命那么脆弱。
Never we realize our life is so fragile.
我们从来没有想到我们的生命是暂时性的，只一阵云雾出现，少时就不见了。
So never we realize our life is short. It's just like a wind that disappears momentarily.
难道你们想我们生命就是这么悲观吗？
Now we think is really our life is so meaningless?
Pessimist. 这听起来好像是很悲观。
It sounds like that pessimist.
你会问我们的生命有没有积极的一方面呢？
Now you may ask, are there any active side of our life?
正面的有没有啊？
Any positive side?
有。
Yes, there is.
我们刚刚讲到几几乎，我有的时候几几乎想到都会流泪。可是我们现在看一下这个正面的积极方面。
Now let's look at the positive side, the active side.
大卫他说什么？他说：“主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。”
What David says in Psalm 39 verse 7, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you.
不错，我们刚刚思想了生命的短暂， 我们生命所谓稍纵即逝，我们要怎么衡量我们的日子？可是大卫也说，我们的日子在乎神，我们等待，等待神。
Indeed, we realize our life is short, is insignificant, and is fragile. But just like David, we should look forward to God.
我们今天宣召选的是从箴言里面选的，平常我们都是从诗篇选，可今天我们从箴言里面选的。
And today's our call for worship is from Proverbs.
这里面有一节经节是我最喜欢的。
There's one verse that I like most.
那个时候我们跟着黄牧师，黄崇旺牧师，我们做门徒训练的时候，这一节经节他给我们讲得很详细。
It was detailed explained when I was in a discipleship training for under Pastor Huang.
所以这一个经节就好像一片图画。
It's like a picture.
我们每一个信徒站在门口。
We are standing at the door.
我们期待主的话语。
We are expecting God's word.
我们等待主的教导。
We are expecting God's teaching.
就好像一个太太等待出去旅行做事长久还没有归来的丈夫一样。
It's like a wife who is expecting his husband come out from his work.
凡是寻求到主的就必得生命。
Whoever who seeks the Lord will gain life.
我们的生命在乎等待神。
Our life matters while waiting for expect God's teaching.
我们不错，我们要珍惜我们所有的，可是更重要的，我们的指望在乎神。
Indeed, it's right we should treasure what we have, but more important, we should seek our hope.
我们并不是说不要为明天做打算。
Yes, we should worry about tomorrow.
Plan. Worry.
We should plan for tomorrow.
Although I worry. 我们不要不为下个礼拜打算。
We should plan for the next week.
我们要打算。
Yes, we should.
因为我们是责任，我们可是我们的打算从个基督徒的观念跟非基督徒观念不一样。
Yes, we are planning. However, the base of our planning is different from the non-believers.
在我们做计划的时候，
while we do our plan,
我们要把神放在里面。
We need to put God into our plan.
把神的话语放在里面。
We need to put God's word into our plan.
把神的旨意放在我们里面。
We need to put the willing of God into our plan.
并不是说不要打算。
Not we don't plan.
我们要计划，我们要有确认神的存在。
Yes, we do need a plan, and we need to ensure that God is there.
有一首诗歌我很喜欢。
There's a hymn I like most.
刚刚我跟玉庆，我们两个都找不到。
And we didn't find while he was talking to me.
我们两个礼拜还是三个，两个礼拜前礼拜五晚上，查经嘛还唱过这首诗。
We actually sang this hymn 2 weeks. At the Bible study.
这里面有一节经节是因为神掌管明天，我就能够面对明天，我就不再惧怕。记不记得这首诗歌？
There's a word in the hymn that says, "Because He lives, we can
face tomorrow.
We can face tomorrow. We have no fear of today."
这就是我们生命正确的一方面，我们等待神，我们知道我们的神掌管未来，所以我们就能够面对未来。
So this is the positive side, because we have a hope in the Lord, so we are no longer fearful, and we don't fear, we have hope tomorrow.
所以正确的意义，第一点，我们在乎神。
So the first thing we have.God in our plan.
同样的，保罗有一个很好的教导。
There's also a teaching from Paul.
他在以弗所书5:16，他说：“ 要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
In Ephesus, Ephesians 5:16, Paul tells we need to treasure the time our life because today is evil.
要爱惜光阴的含义是什么？
What's the meaning of we treasure the life, the days?
就是我们必须抓住神给我们的每一天、每一秒、每一刻，充分利用每一个机会。
That means we need to use every minute given to our days.
充分的使用时间
is to use the time every minute.
不要想明天确定存在。
We don't even think about tomorrow.
今天的事今天做。
We do what needs to be done today.
该说的就说
we say what we should say.
该做的就做
we do what we should do.
不要等
don't wait.
多少人在死亡的时候面临死亡的时候充满了后悔
how many people who have a lot of regrets while on the bed to death?
Boy, I wish I did this.
我真是后悔我没有做
唉真是没我们不要到那个地步
Don't wait for that.
没有可以后悔的
There's nothing to regret.
我们知道如果主愿意我们可以做这个我们可以做那个
And we know if it's our Lord's willing we can do this, we can do that.
这是一个宝贵的功课
And this is an important lesson.
还有一个更宝贵的功课
And there's an even more important lesson
就是今天就侍奉主
That means we serve the Lord today
抓住今天
Get hold of today
不要等到明天
Don't wait for tomorrow
因为可能我们没有明天让我们跟神的关系更好更对
Because we may not have tomorrow that we have a better relation with the Lord
我们基督徒的生命是要追求我们个人与神与家人和信徒的关系。
Our Christian life is to pursue a better relation with God, with our family, and with other Christian fellows.
不要等。
Don't wait.
假如在我们当中还有在慕道的。
If there's anybody who is still seeking the truth today,
假如在我们当中有人还在思想说，哎，我希望下一次有洗礼我也参加。
If there's anybody who might think of himself, if there's another baptismal service, I may be participate.
不要等。
Don't wait for that.
今天就信。
Believe in today.
我们不知道有没有明天。
Because we don't know whether there's tomorrow.
但愿还有明天。
Maybe we wish for there's a tomorrow.
假如万一没有呢？
What if it does not?
所以我们最重要的就是充分的抓住今天，充分的利用今天，让我们在生命中不会有后悔。
So the most important thing is we get a hope today so that our life will not have regret.
已经信了。
For those who already believe,
假如你有机会今天可以侍奉主
if you have opportunity to serve the Lord today,
不要推脱
don't put any excuse,
不要说哎呀我还没准备好
and don't say that oh I'm not ready yet,
哎呀我不够资格
I may not well qualified.
哪一个人有能力够资格为主工作？
In fact, are there anybody who is qualified enough to serve the Lord?
我有什么资格能够站在这里跟大家分享这些？
What special quality do I have so that I can sit speaking in the podium?
你假如愿意的话
So if you are willing,
神就会装备你
God will equip you
神就会使用你
God will use you.
我是这个执事提名委员会里面的一份子。
I'm one of the members in the Deacon Nomination Committee.
我就利用这个机会，假如有人请要提名你做执事，你要祷告，你要考虑，可是不要找一些言语来就是辅挡一下。
So I'm going to ask if anybody who has been nominated for a deacon, a candidate, you can pray, you can ask for Lord's will, but don't put any excuses.
我也很感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
我们教会里面有很多弟兄姐妹，他们就在那里默默的侍奉。
There are many brothers and sisters who serve on the back end.
我们坐在这里听。
The reason we can sit here.
没有小孩子在你旁边吵你骂你麻烦你。
And there's no children bothering us.
因为我们有弟兄姐妹们在带这些小孩子。
Because there was Sunday school teachers.
刚刚主席说我们1月28号有新年晚会。
And the presider just said we will have a Chinese New Year celebration on January 28th.
不错，我可以来，来了坐下来就吃，吃完了妈妈嘴就走。
Yeah, I can come here and eat, and then I will leave.
可是事先有多少人把时间摆上
？But do you know how many people who has prepared in advance?
帮我们摆桌子
，set up table,
帮我们做茶水
，and make all the drink.
你走了以后，多少人还在那里帮我们整理、清扫？
And how many people will clean up after the meeting?
所以今天就侍奉主。
So serve the Lord today.
今天就信。
So believe the Lord today.
我得罪的人，我今天就跟他和好。
If I offend some people, make a recognition to him today.
最重要。
It's important.
是在我们生命中。我们每一分每一秒都过得充充分分的，有力量，有意义。
So we need to spend our life every minute to be richly meaningful.
所以我们说题目叫生命重生。
So we go back to the topic, life reform.
不错。我们这个属世的生命是短暂的。
Yes, our secular life is short.
我们在属世的生命上所追求的是渺小的。
What we are seeking today, maybe is insignificant.
我们的生命是脆弱的。
Our life is fragile.
的的确确也不错，这里面有。正的一方面，有积极的一方面。
Yes, there are positive sides of it.
我用两节经、三节经节来强调这个积极的生命的意义。
I would like to use three verses in the Bible to emphasize the positive side.
作为我们今天的结束。
To conclude today.
这经节在。我们今年今天的金句背诵就是诗篇九十篇第十二节，然后你们假如有圣经的也翻到传道书第十二章，第十二章第一节跟第十三节。
OK, we'll read the Psalm 90. That's what today's memory verse.And if you have the Bible, you can go to
Ecclesiastes
and chapter 12 and 13.
一章跟十三节，哎，十二章一节跟十三节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 13.
所以你看摩西这里说什么？他说：“求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫。”我们得着智慧的心。
So Moses asked us to teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
数算刚虽然说的是 number， 并不是说就是我们数一数就一二三四我还有多少天啊，我还可以活，不是这个意思。数算是包括衡量，包括思想，包括审查，我们每一天的日子我们都要谨慎小心，在神面前求神教导我们怎么样把每一天都很谨慎的活着。
So numbering our days is not merely a count. It means we need to think, we need to examine so that every day in our life is meaningful.
我们要按照神的教导来思想，来衡量。
We need to think, we need to re-examine according to the teaching of our Lord.
所以他说求你，求神。那么传道书这里第十二章第一节说，你趁着年幼衰败的日子尚未来到，就是你所说我毫无喜乐的那些年日未曾临近之先，当纪念造你的主。
And in the Exodus chapter 12 verse 1, remember your Creator in the days of our youth, of your youth, before the day of trouble comes and the years approach when you will see I find no pleasure in them.
当纪念造你的主，就同样的，就像大卫说，我在希望是在乎主。
So we need to remember our Creator.
不要太晚。
Don't wait until it's too late.
第十三节可以说是我们常常说传道书是虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空，这还有什么意义，为什么要念？可是第十三节可以告诉你是传道书的总结，也是一个教导。
And verse 13 we often say, Solomon says everything is meaningless, it's empty, but there was a summary of the book. This is the what summary.
他说总意就是敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这是人所当尽的本分。
Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the duty of all mankind.
所以换句话讲，
In other words,
我们在这个世界上我们是基督徒。
We are Christians in this world.
我们做父母的有家庭。
We have families for those who are parents.
我们在做事的有我们的职业。
We have careers for those who have a job.
我们不能说我们做的事情是渺小的、无意义的。
We cannot say what we are doing is not important, it's meaningless.
我们做所有的事情，教养我们的孩童，做我们该做的本分，不要忘记一件事情，就是要敬畏神，谨守他的诫命，这样我们所做的才有意义。
All the things we are doing, whether in parenting or doing our own job, we need to remember, fear the Lord and keep his commandments, and this is our duty.
不然的话就是虚空。
Otherwise, life is meaningless.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你。
Merciful Father, we thank you.
我们多少时间，我们每一天就是这样的活着。
How many times we spend our days in the meaning, in such a way?
我们没有思想主你的旨意。
We did not think of your will.
我们没有寻求你的旨意。
We did not seek your will.
我们没有谨守你的教导。
We did not obey your commandment.
我们知道。
We know that.
我们也希望。
And I wish.
从今以后。
From now.
你带领我们。
You will lead us.
继续的。
Continue.
提醒我们。不要忘记。
Constantly remind us not to forget.
我们要寻求你。
We need to seek you.
我们的指望在乎你。
our hope will lie on.
这样我们会在这个世上活得有意义。
Then we'll live a more meaningful life in this world.
在将来见你面的时候，我们更有喜乐。
By the time we'll see you again, we are more joyful.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们这样子感谢祈求乃是奉主基督耶稣的圣名。
We thank you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.